To Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
In the Stags' last fixture before Christmas, we took on Bashley FC of the Wessex League in Southampton Divisional FA Cup action. And with that final pre-Christmas fixture safely negotiated with a 1-0 win, the players have had a little bit of a festive refreshment. And now we are back here at the Snow Stadium, returning for the first time in a couple of weeks to Southern League Division 1 South action as AFC Totten take on Lymington Town. Hello and welcome to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary. Happy Christmas, everyone. Hopefully you had a wonderful time off, if that is indeed what you got. I know I thoroughly enjoyed mine, but I'm delighted to be back here at the Snow Stadium for the league fixture against Lymington Town. Benjamin Rees with you, joined on commentary for this game by Harry Brookwell. Harry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is getting very regular. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to all our listeners, everyone here at the Snow Stadium. It's nice to see everyone back and what's looking to be a rather large crowd. I just was explaining to Benji the bars are full. There's people everywhere. So, yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, people turning out for the traditional quote-unquote Boxing Day fixture. Of course, it's not actually Boxing Day. It's like Boxing Day's Boxing Day. But instead, yeah, the fact that maybe because there's not really any Premier League football to contend with on this day, a lot of people coming out to support their local non-league sides, which is something that you love to see, especially for a local fixture like this is against Lymington.
Yeah, certainly. Like you say, it's one of the many local derbies we get in this league. Obviously, Winchester and Sholing being the other two. But yeah, no, nice to be out. Nice to see all the families here, young kiddies, come to watch some good football, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It should be a very interesting game. You might be able to just hear in the background Sean McLeod doing the stadium announcements. You won't necessarily have seen this if you're not here today or you haven't been keeping up with social media over the last couple of weeks. But the Stags are not wearing their usual blue home kit today. Instead, donning the fluorescent yellow and black of the away shirt as part of Shelter's No Home Kits campaign. This campaign aims to raise awareness of homelessness around the UK, which has unfortunately risen dramatically during the pandemic as various pressures take their toll on people. And so up and down the football pyramid, clubs will not be wearing, or home teams will not be wearing their home shirt, instead donning their away colours in showing solidarity to those who don't have a home to spend this Christmas.
Yeah, so it's a lovely gesture, obviously, from us boys. And like you say, it's one of those things that unfortunately this pandemic has caused, along with many other different things. So yeah, it's a nice show of solidarity from the club, and yeah, we love to see it.
If you want to find out more about the campaign, more information, ways that you can contribute, it's shelter.org.uk/no-home-kit, or if you just put no home kit into Google, then you should have all the details there. And it's something that the club is very proud to support. And I know that there are a few people asking on social media if we were going to be getting involved. And I'm delighted to say that that Adam and the team have decided that, yeah, we can wear the away kit for today. So it's a wear outing of the fluorescent yellow at home. So there's definitely going to be not spotting the players. It's quite a sight if you've not seen it before. Now, let's turn our attention to the football. Sorry, Harry, I realise I just cut you off a little bit there. Just going to run you through the team sheets now. We'll do it again for kickoff. Changes for both sides. For Lymington Town, Callum Coulter's in goal. They have Ryan Drake, Luke Churchill, Nathan Hurst, James Gorman, Ryan Fuller, Samuel Shearer, Adam Biss, Harry McGrath, Freddie Bullard, Dominic Thelen, and the bench is Oliver Dennett, Dylan Walker, Callum Davis, Thomas Mann and Ross Casey. There are four changes for AFC Totten from the side that triumphed 1-0 over Bashley just under a week ago. Ben Jefford returns at left back. Jordan Ngalo retakes his place in the midfield with Sam Griffin and Hishan Kasimu back in the squad up front. So your starting 11 for today is Lewis Noyce keeping his place in goal for this game. A back four of Lewis Waterfield staying in at right back, Ben Jefford at left back, Harry Medway the captain, and Callum Bourne as a centre-back partnership for today. Adam Tomasso in the base of midfield with Freddie Reid and Jordan Ngalo slightly further up. Hishan Kasimu leads the line with Shaq Gwengwe, that is, and Sam Griffin on the wings. On the subs bench today, Jack Hoey and Brett Williams, who drop out of the starting lineup from the game. Jack Marston and Adi Olamiwa takes their place on the subs bench. No place in the squad today for Ethan Taylor, who serves the first game of his suspension for the red card he picked up in the FA Trophy game at Larkhall Athletic. And Jordan Rigette is unavailable today. So there we are. There is the team sheet for this game. And despite, you know, a few changes in there, still another strong team, Harry.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this football club, is all the way through the squad, it doesn't matter who we put out there, there's some superb players and everyone's got the ability to put in a performance at this level and much higher level. So, yeah, we're never really sure a weak inside. We're always very strong. Ethan Taylor's going to be a big miss up the front today. He just gives that. He's a bit of, you know what I mean? He's
the sort of player who can make something out of nothing.
Yeah, he's always there. He's always got chances. And but like you say, he's something from nothing half the time. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see him play today. And, yeah, it's going to be a good game today. Obviously, last time Lymington were here, they snuck a 1-0 win against us. So we'll be looking to rectify that.
Yeah, that was in the Southern League Challenge Cup about a month or so ago. And this was the third fixture against Lymington this season. We played them in the league fairly early on in the season, 1-4-0 away at Lymington Town. And we will be playing Lymington again next month in the next round of the Hampshire Cup, I think.
Hampshire Senior Cup. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, the Southampton Cup we got early.
We do indeed. Yeah, I was just trying to thumb through my mental notes to get there. So yeah, this will not be the last we see of Lymington. Although, on the one hand, it's nice to play your local rivals frequently. Just, you know, adds a little bit of spice to each fixture. But you know, as we've seen, you can't let your guard down, because 4-0 win in the first game and then a disappointing 1-0 loss in the second. So, you know, both sides probably have a little bit to prove here today.
Yeah, we spoke about it just before we come on air. I think an early goal for the Stags will certainly make life a lot easier. Lymington managed to stay in the game for long periods of the last game here at home, and it made it real difficult for us to break them down. And they did us on the break, and we never looked like scoring that day. So Hisham Kassimo up front, as Doug said, water's wet, and Hisham Kassimo scores goals. So we're hoping to see him on the score sheet again today.
Yeah, even when he came on for 5 minutes or so in that game against Bashley, you could see the impact that he has on the squad. There's just a certain urgency, I think, about his play that is a really nice option to have up front. Shaquille Gwengui retains his place in the lineup. He'll be filling that Ethan Taylor role. What do you think he brings slightly differently to Ethan?
He's such a dynamic player. He's everywhere at all times. And half the time, I don't think he knows what his feet are doing. He's that quick and he's that unpredictable. So it's a wonderful asset to have in the squad. And yeah, it's a big opportunity for him today. If he can put two or three good performances together in a row, and it will give Dan Sackman some issues in trying to place Ethan Taylor back in the starting lineup.
Yeah, good problems to have, I believe they call those. For those of you keeping up with the Stags promotion push, want to know what's going on around the league, there is a full slate of fixtures, or at least there was supposed to be a full slate of fixtures going on today in the Southern League Division 1 South. A couple of those games have been called off. Cinderford's home game to Slimbridge has been postponed, as has a game featuring two of our local rivals and two other promotion chasers. Winchester City versus Scholing is also postponed. Haven't got a confirmation of why that's been postponed, but at this time of year, often it's the case of waterlogged pitches or perhaps COVID complications. We're not sure, but there are 7 games that are going ahead today. So as well as this, we have Barnstable Town versus Biddeford, Cirencester at home to Evesham. One that I think is probably the one to keep an eye on, perhaps, is Froome at home to Melksham. Mangersfield are at home against Bristol Manor Farm. There are a couple of games which were early kickoffs. Both of those have now wrapped up. Larkhall Athletic took home they held on for a 2-1 win against Poulton Rovers, and Willand Rovers 3, Plymouth Parkway 4, and Willand Rovers were 3-1 up in that game. So that is some comeback from Plymouth Parkway to had maybe a slightly more difficult fixture than the form book would have suggested, but credit to them for being able to grind it out.
Yeah, that's one hell of a result for them, especially like you say, being 3-1 down. It just shows how difficult it is in this league. Anyone can. It's very similar to the Championship. Anyone can beat anyone, and it doesn't matter how many goals you score. Often, two or three, four aren't enough. As we've seen a couple of times, we've scored three or four at home and still not won the game.
And it just goes to show that you need to keep playing all the way to the final whistle, because even if it looks like it, you know, sometimes you watch it and it feels like it's going to be one of those days, you know, the ball somehow won't find the back of the net. You're just lacking that final pass. You're making a couple of cheap errors. Somehow, you know, all it takes is one moment of quality or one brutal mistake, and all of a sudden the tides are turned and you've got a result. Players now are making their way out onto the pitch to the dulcet tones of Darude's Sandstorm. As mentioned, it is the fluorescent yellow with black shorts, the black chevrons on the shirt as well, and the fluorescent yellow socks for AFC Totten. For Lymington Town, they're wearing their red and white, red shorts, and red socks. So the starting lineups for you once more. Callum Coulter is in goal for Lymington Town. They have number 2, Brian Drake. Number 3, Luke Churchill. Number 4, Nathan Hurst, the captain. Number 5, James Gorman. Number 6, Ryan Fuller. Number 7, Samuel Shearer. Number 8, Adam Biss. Number 9, Harry McGrath. Number 10, Freddie Bullard. And number 11, Dominic Fellon, with their substitutes Oliver Dennett, Dylan Walker, Callum Davis, Thomas Mann, and Ross Casey. Now, your Stags starting lineup for today, if you missed this earlier in the broadcast, Lewis Noyce keeps his place in goal. The back four, we have Lewis Waterfield at right back. Ben Jefford is back in the squad and back in the starting 11 at left back. The centre-back partnership is Harry Medway, the captain, as your left-sided centre-back, with Karen Bourne shifting inside to fill that right centre-back role once again. Adam Tomasso will anchor that midfield for you. You've got Freddie Reed and Jordan Ngalo slightly further in front. Sam Griffin on one wing, Shaquille Gwengui on the other, with Hisham Kasimu leading the line today. Your AFC Totten substitutes are number 12, Jack Hoey, 14, Brett Williams, 15, Jack Masterton back in the squad today, and 16, Adu Olumiwa, who is not quite fully fit to start just yet, but he is able to take his place on the bench, so there is a potential defensive substitution if needed. It's nice to have those options potentially covering every portion of the pitch.
And here come the teams.
Harry Medway leading out the Stags. Nathan Hurst first in line for Lymington Town. It's the burnt orange goalkeeper kit for Lewis Noyce today. Callum Coulter of Lymington Town is wearing a very bright azure blue, I'm going to call it. Just going through the pre-match fist bumps with the sides and the referees for today. Peter Lowe is the man in charge, with Harry Redman and Robert Harrison as his assistants for today. I say it's unusual where it's seeing the bright yellow at home, but I'm not adverse to it. It makes a nice change as well. Gives some fans a chance to see a kit they might not necessarily see. You've got a special guest, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've just been joined by my daughter Edie, 2 years old. She's absolutely obsessed with the football, and she hates being left at home, especially when she knows there's football on. So I'm sure she'll have some better input than I normally give.
Starting them young, like to see it, keeping that family atmosphere for some festive football here at the appropriately named for this time of year, Snow Stadium. We don't have snow, unfortunately, but there is certainly a bit of a nip in the air. No rain, a slight bit of wind chill, but not terrible football conditions, I thought. The fact that it's dry this late in the year is always a blessing. And yeah, the wind's not too strong, so that shouldn't dramatically alter either side's game plan. Just doing the pre-match coin toss now. Harry Medway and Nathan Hurst talking to Peter Lowe, and they're just going to flip the coin. I think looks to me like Harry Medway has won the toss. So see if we have to have the pre-match change of ends. No, it looks like Tottenham are going to be shooting from right to left as we look at it here from the top of the Wessex Heartbeat Stand, with Lymington Town thus shooting from left to right. Can see, tell you what, it does look like quite a full crowd today. Seeing the stands going up, the flags going up behind the goals, the AFC Totten Union flag, the Stags Army banner, and the Thank You NHS rainbow flag that is now seems to be permanently hung in the stand opposite us.
Yeah, it's like I said on the build-up, it's lovely to see everybody here. We really appreciate everyone making the effort to come and watch the Stags today, and hopefully they can reward all these these people coming to stand out in the cold with a victory.
And if you can only dip in out of our commentary today, firstly, thank you for listening here on our Stags Radio Podbean. But if you want to get a written record of what's happening, then Richard Matthews is manning the club Twitter today to keep you all up to date with what's going on. Leamington Town attacking down the left side early, and Adam Tommaso just taking no chances there, just gets across and puts the ball behind for a corner kick. So an early set piece opportunity here from Leamington Town. And we've gone through patches of how well we've defended corners throughout the season.
Yeah, it will certainly be something they'll look to exploit, because like you say, we have conceded a few.
So the ball goes in. Callum Bourne at the near post wins a strong header. Jordan Garner's going to try and get the ball clear, but it's chested down well by Adam Biss. And now they're getting a second ball in, but that's rocketed straight to Lewis Noyce. And Noyce is looking to get the ball quickly. Kish has got so much space in the centre circle. Now he's being closed down. He's got Freddie Reid as an option out here on the left-hand side. Freddie Reid cutting inside. He's got a little bit of space. He turns, he shoots. It's blocked on the edge of the area. Reid's going to try and win the ball back. Won't quite fall for him there, but a dangerous counter-attack opportunity. Lewis Noyce looked up and he saw Hisham Kasimu. He had the freedom of the centre circle. They couldn't quite make anything from it as Leamington Town tried to thread one down the left flank, and it's out for a throw. And that counter-attack threat, that ability to switch so quickly to the other side of the field, is something that Leamington will have to be aware of today, Harry.
Yeah, it was extremely dangerous. Like you say, that's the one thing that Lewis Noyce really brings to this squad is his distribution. And there he's hit a real fiery pass right from inside his own six-yard box, straight to Hisham's feet. And he's turned, if he's just turned a little bit quicker, and he could have got Shaquille in down the right-hand side. But he did the right thing, held up play, and it's a good bright start from the Stags.
So at the moment, Tottenham just playing it out between the defenders. Medway tries to hit one over the top. Well headed by Rian Drake. And Hurst, the captain, finds Thelen on the left side. We know what a threat he can be. But his ball forward is comfortably dealt with by Bourne. Just going to put one over the top. Shaq spins the defender. Churchill's left in the dust. There's a couple of players. Sam Griffin's arriving on the far side of the area. Still Gwengui. Gwengui cuts towards the byline. He was looking to put a crossing, but that's a really good tackle there by Ryan Fuller. And then Gwengui gives up the free kick, trying to win back the ball. I think the early cross there to Sam Griffin was on, but I'm not sure Gwengui was looking for it.
Yeah, it was a three-on-three. Three attackers via the three defenders. Shaquille's breaking down the right-hand side. And like you say, Sam Griffin had made a wonderful run down at the back post. And really, it's one of those, do you get it in early? 2v2. But he's done the right thing, I think. And he's tried to go to the byline, and it's a good challenge in the end from Ryan Fuller.
Yeah, it's always tricky when you're sliding in your own penalty area, because if you get it wrong, of course, you're giving away the penalty and maybe some cards as well. But actually, it was expertly dealt with as a free kick is given for a little bit of tussling under a long ball downfield. And Tommaso stops the ball and it's brought back into play. Medway here going to Ben Jefford, back in the squad at left back, but carrying a little bit of a knock that he picked up from the Larkhall game. So sat out against Bashley, but back in the side today. Since Dan Sackman's taken over the management position, Ben Jefford's been, he's had a real upturn in form, I feel. There's a slightly late challenge there on Adam Tommaso. He's going to get the Stags a free kick on the halfway line.
Yeah, he brings so much positivity and experience to the team, Ben Jefford. He's one of the players that I really look to try and lead the team in the game. So having him in is always an asset. And yeah, he's, like you say, he's carrying a slight knock after the loss away at Larkhall, but he's managed to shake that off. He's got a little bit of strapping on his knee, but nothing that will stop him from playing 90 minutes.
And you'll see this more and more as the season goes on, especially when it's a little bit cold outside. His players, you know, wearing various bits of kinesio tape just to try and keep those muscles warm and loose. Here's Freddie Reid in the middle of the park. He's going to go back to his captain, Medway. He's got Griffin central. Griffin tries to sneak one through for Kasimu. Kasimu's just about got it. Rides a little arm in the back. Goes back to Reid. Now to Tommaso. Thelen tries to close down, but they bypass him. Going to Lewis Waterfield. I'm not quite sure how that ball to Kasimu got through, but in a narrow angle, somehow Griffin found the space. Kasimu just couldn't quite open up a shooting opportunity. Here's N'Golo, midway through the Leamington half. Tottenham looking very assured in possession so far. Must say, they haven't been flustered with the ball at their feet. Here's Bourne striding into opposition territory. Now he's going back out to Waterfield. Waterfield runs a nice little 1-2 with Reid, but it's passed back to him. is slightly short there. So Lymington perhaps with a countering opportunity with Thelen down the left flank. Dominic Thelen comes charging forward, cuts back on himself. Now tries to stand a ball in, looking for Hurst arriving at the far post. His shot in actually deflects off one of his teammates. I think it's hit Freddie Bullard in a slightly uncomfortable area. And his snapshot on the turn drifts harmlessly wide. And he's down on the deck. And I think a lot of people know why.
Yeah, we'll let him off the poor shot on the rebound. I think he'd already been struck below the belt at that point. So, yeah, I'm not sure I would have found the ball on target after that.
No, he's, just otherwise predisposed for a moment, which is a good opportunity to say hello to everyone listening on the Podbean. A reminder that if you want to get involved with the show and you know, leave a little comment for us, we do read and we really appreciate everything. You can sign up for a free Podbean account and then you can comment in the live room if you download the Podbean app. Hello to Victoria Rowe, who is such a familiar and friendly face here at the club, who is listening. Afternoon to you as well. Hopefully you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, it's a bright start from Tottenham at the moment. The boys are looking good out there. It's good possession. It's the sort of thing I like. A lot of people don't like to see the ball going back across the back four, but it gives you opportunities to pick out a pass and pick out play. I really enjoy watching it.
Really searching ball from Medway down the left-hand side. Coulter comes out of his area, gets to it before Sam Griffin puts it out for a throw. I see that someone called D. Weber Jerno is listening. Not sure who that could be. As Jordan Ngalo looks towards the back post. I'm not sure if that was a shot or a cross for Jack Gwengri, but it's over his head and into Coulter's arms.
I believe the D. Weber gentleman, he's a part-time worker for the club. We haven't seen him a lot recently.
Yeah, I was going to say, come back to us soon. We've got some. We have a case of miniature heroes that Dan Sackman gave to us to share, if they're still there. Here's Medway again, looking for a long ball forward. Slightly late arriving under the ball was the defender, Churchill, but referee doesn't want to blow up for that, which you can kind of understand, as this time it's Lymington's turn to put one forward. Comfortably dealt with by Noyce. This is going to go high and out of play on the far side. We'll give Lymington Town a throw, probably slightly in Totten's half. We have probably about 8 minutes gone here in this game. Neither side as yet with any real clear-cut chances, but you have to say that the home side certainly look the more comfortable here so far.
Yeah, certainly. It's the sort of thing you'd expect to see from us at home. Is obviously comfortability, knocking the ball around the surface, bearing in mind how much rain we've had in the last couple of days, is looking very, very good. So yeah, big credit to our groundsman.
There was a precautionary pre-match pitch inspection earlier today, but obviously the pitch passed without any problems, which is good to see. Here's Jefford. I think he was looking for a slightly longer ball over the top. Instead, he goes inside to Freddie Reed. Also, they're not pressing Tottenham high up the pitch at all. They're content to till a little bit deeper and keep their shape. As Medway goes to Waterfield. He's going to play back to Callum Bourne. Across the back line now to the captain, Medway. Got a bit of space to stride forward, and he was trying to find Jordan Ngalo, who had a bit of space on this left touchline, but overhit the pass. So that'll be a Tottenham throw.
Yeah, Sam Griffin just drifted inside there, trying to receive the ball at feet. Obviously wasn't a call, and he played the ball down the side, but unfortunately he's gone out for a throw.
Yeah, just a little miscommunication there as Medway wins a defensive header, and Adam Tomasso is able to nick a foot in there before they can clear it downfield. Eventually it breaks back to Lymington's goalkeeper. Coulter puts his foot right through it, and Thelen was looking to latch onto the long ball. Lewis Noyce comes and claims it. Club photographer Craig Hobbs, so I can see, sitting in the corner there, trying to get some snapshots of today's game. Ask us to save in some chocolate, and we'll see how cold it gets up here. If you're lucky, we might be able to. Here's Callum Bourne. Again, Tottenham, lots of possession, but not necessarily finding the cutting edge. That's a nice pass through the middle from Bourne to Kasimu. Now he's got Griffin on the left, playing it round the corner. Kasimu's got it. Can he cut and find space to get a ball in? Jinking and jiving on the edge of the area. Tries to play one with the outside of the foot. Lymington Town intercept it. The clearance is eventually going to fall to Lymington Town. And now they're trying to break down the right-hand side with the number 9, Harry McGrath. But Adam Tomasso reads it brilliantly. Sweeps it back to the keeper, Lewis Noyce. And the attack is swiftly snuffed out.
Again, it's bright movement. It's really good interplay in the middle of the park. And Hisham Kasimu, dancing feet. managed to make an opportunity to get the ball into
long
the
ball over the top, brilliantly controlled by Sam Griffin, puts across into the area looking for Gwengwe. Can't win the header, but the Stags still have it in the offensive phase. Here's Reed going round the corner for Waterfield, coming forward from the right back position, putting it back into Reed. He's going to try and hang across up towards the back post. Griffin keeps it in play, but there's no one there to trap down the knockdown. And now trying to play it down the right-hand side once more. This time Jordan Ngalo's in the way, and he'll play it back to Lewis Noyce. Noyce goes forward to Callum Bourne.
He's got so much power in his legs there. He didn't even look like he was trying to run back, and he was outpacing the centre-forward for Lymington.
It's a good skill to have, isn't it? That just that ease of movement. Jefford tries to hook one down the left side for Kasimu to latch onto. He won't get there, but it might break in the middle of the park here for Ngalo. Very nearly fell his way. And maybe it's just a slightly late foot in there. Nothing malicious about it, but just a little slightly careless perhaps. And that will finally just break up, play a little bit. So Lymington have a throw halfway through their own half.
Yeah, I think Lymington will enjoy the break. We've been right on top of them for a lot of this first sort of 10, 15 minutes of the game. We're looking bright, ball good into play. We're starting to create some chances.
I think I said throw. I meant to say free kick. It's
now out for a throw.
It is now out for a throw. But to the visitors down about halfway through the Tottenham half. Another chance to perhaps get some men forward here for Lymington Town. They had an early corner, but otherwise haven't necessarily offered too much in the final third of the field. Trying to put an early cross in. It goes over the head of Medway and actually over the head of everyone and is eventually going to spin out for a throw on this near side. Don't know. Don't particularly think the ball boys will be called into action for that, but they are being supplied today by their members of the Stags under 15 side doing a very valuable job. And it's good to see that connection between different levels of the club.
Yeah, it's what we strive for here at Tartan, and we really appreciate all levels of football, all the kids. It's the future of what Tottenham Football Club is, and hopefully one day these ball boys will be out there playing themselves.
Lovely interplay between Griffin and Jefford down the left-hand side, and Griffin's and eventually finds Jefford. His square ball into the area is blocked behind for a corner. First set-piece opportunity here in an attacking sense for AFC Tottenham. It looks like it's going to be Freddie Reed delivering an in-swinger with the right foot, sending the centre-backs forward. Well, one of the centre-backs anyway. Harry Medway's in the area. You've got Gwengwe being a little bit of a nuisance there as well. So is Kasimu, Tommaso, Sam Griffin. Reed delivers the ball in. It's right in the thick of things, and somehow it doesn't quite go in. Hish has his head in his hand. I'm not sure he's quite sure how it didn't cross the line, but Lymington are just about able to get in the way, and now Tommaso's trying to interplay it with Reed, and it's going to be a throw to the hosts here.
Well, that was very close. The ball's coming from Freddie Reed. It's the kind of corner I like to see. We're not, you know, I mean, overly dangerous when it comes to set pieces, but he's managed to get that right underneath the keeper's crossbar, and somehow it's managed to stay out.
Yeah, you see there the benefit of keeping a lot of players right in the thick of things in the 6-yard area, because it's so difficult for the keeper to come and claim the ball.
Yeah, it was one of those. It could have gone either way. You know what I mean? A touch off an elbow or anywhere, a flailing leg, and it would have ended up in the back of the net.
Yeah, like pinball in the box. You're just not quite sure which bumper it's going to come off on. And that time, it just didn't quite fall Tottenham's way.
Yeah, like I say, we've had most of the possession so far in the half, but we're looking
just under 15 minutes through the game here at the Snow Stadium. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Tottenham's live match day commentary service, as the Stags come forward again and Lymington once more have to put it out for a throw down on this left touchline. And the official's got his flag up on this near side. Eventually the referee spotted it. I think he's saying it's a foul throw, that he came onto the field to actually take the throw. So it's going to go the other way now to Lymington Town. No goals here. I'm just trying to get an update from the other Southern League fixtures. See if we can have any other goals going in the six other games that were... No, because two of those are finished. There are four other games going on at the moment, and we'll keep you across all of those as and when we have updates. Hurst wins a strong header in the middle of the park for the visitors. And now they're trying to come forward. Ball down the right-hand side for Freddie Villard. There is the potential for goals in this Livingston Town team. This is their first season at this level. And you know, comfortably mid-table, I think they'd call it a successful season, but haven't really looked dangerous going forward, at least not yet in this game. It's a long way to go, though. It's Jefford with a long throw downfield. Gongalo eventually wins the header. Kasimu tries to bring it down. A few players trapped in a cluster waiting for the ball. Livingston are going to eventually emerge with it before Jefford gets his body in the way and puts it out for the throw.
Again, it's a bit of a bitty game at the moment. Ball's going backs and forwards. A lot of time the ball's spent in the midfield. Not doing a lot with it. Livingston haven't particularly got a cutting edge at the moment, but we look the more likely to score at the moment, but we just can't get the ball into that final third in any dangerous positions.
Here's Medway. Gonna play one right through the middle of the pitch. I think that was probably just more a safety clearance, and if it found an attacking target downfield, all the better. As Gwengui wins the ball down in the Livingston left-back area. Doesn't quite fall his way, out of play for a throw, but I love that he's keeping up that press, and that's what Dan Sackman wants from this front three, the ability to put those opponents under pressure, even in their defensive space.
Yeah, I'd just like to see Shaq get the ball at his feet a little bit more. He can be so attacking-minded. Once he's got the ball at his feet, his eyes seem to light up, and he can see corridors in phases of play, which most even think they could get the ball through, let alone themselves. So, yeah, we'd like to see him get the ball.
Bolton Rovers and Plymouth Park, they had to come from behind on the road to win 4-3 at Willand Rovers. Here's Griffin trying to play a searching ball down the right hand side, but that's got way too much on it and will be comfortably watched behind for a goal kick by the Livingston defence.
Yeah, he's quick, is he, Gwengui, but he's not that quick. Yeah, it was a good ball in the end. He's cut inside. He's looked to hit a diag. He should put it the wrong side of the defender, and it was fairly easy for the defender just to shield it out, and it's out for a goal kick to Livingston.
So there's no surprises about what Livingston's approach is going to be from this goal kick, as everyone is clustered in that left side of the field. And that is indeed where the goal kick goes. Over the head of everyone and out of play for a throw. So much ado about nothing. Lewis Waterfield takes the throw. Back to his goalkeeper, Noyce. Just keeping it on the floor for a little bit. Just trying to get a good spell of possession now, the Stags.
Yeah, it's a full 11 men behind the ball for Livingston. Like we said in the build-up, I think it'll be very, very similar game plan to what they came with last time they were here, which was to sit behind the ball and try and prevent us from playing through those lines and those little balls in behind that are so dangerous with Hisham up the front and look to nick one on the break or from a set piece.
Especially if you're slightly short-handed, which a lot of teams are around the Christmas fixture list, then the longer you can stay in a game and, you know, frustrate the opponent, it really buoys you up and fills you with confidence. Gwengui looking for Griffin. Griffin wins the first header. Kasimu wins the second, but Coulter comfortably comes up and claims that. Griffin is still down here. Looks a little bit dazed.
Yeah, it was a head-to-head. He's gone up to win the ball. He's won the ball, but then gone on through and hit the centre-half as well in the head. So clash of heads, and Andrew Hanley's just on the pitch doing his bit.
First time he's been called into action today. Brett Williams is just going to do a little bit of jogging here on the sideline in case Sam Griffin isn't okay to continue. Jack, how you think would probably be another potential substitution if they wanted to make a more attacking change. And actually, they're going to take this opportunity, the Stags, just all come over towards the home dugout, get some extra instructions. Dan Sackman's engaged in conversation with Jordan and Garlo. Liam Robinson, the first team coach, is talking to Shaq. Harry Medway's keeping a listening ear in as well. And it looks like Griffin is up and on his feet, which is always what you like to see. Livingston players are getting instructions from their management team as well. The dual managers of Dave Lewis and Paul Masters. And I think that's now that Griffin is making his way off the field, as he wants the referee now wants everyone to come back on and play some football again.
Yeah, he's a strong lad, Griff. He don't stay down for anything. He won't want to stop playing unless it's something really serious. But no, he's had all his checks and he looks good to continue.
Yeah, it's always important that you keep monitoring those players, even if they pass the first concussion check. You know, at halftime, you know, give it another go. Just make sure that you're protecting the players first and foremost, because concussions are not something to be trifled with. Coulter plays the ball out of his hands, high downfield. Medway wins a strong header, and it's going to fall to Tommaso in the middle of the park. Just somehow tries to slice it over the top. It's going to fall at the feet of Waterfield, slightly loose touch, but he recovers well, and Thelen pinches it away, but Tommaso gets the ball clear. Now Lymington trying to attack down the left. Gwengui, in a flash, is on his heels. And in the midfield, Reed and Garlow combine to win the ball. Here's Reed just switching it out to Jefford. He's got Griffin right on the touchline on the halfway line. Griffin looking for a swinging ball down this left side. Kasimu chases it into the corner. He tries to buy the throw-in off his opponent, but actually it doesn't take the ricochet the right way. Lymington now trying to play it out from the back. Jordan and Garlow nearly wins it on the edge of the area, but a nice little bit of fancy footwork there from Adam Biss. And now Lymington trying to come forward. Nice little bit of interplay down the left side, and that is Callum Bourne coming across from his centre-back area to just calmly put that out of play for a throw on the far side. Churchill will throw one downfield. He's looking for Bullard. Bullard's got there now in the area with the cutback. Freddie Reed read that brilliantly. Clears it into the car park, so another throw here for Lymington Town on the far side, and a new ball is going to be required. Freddie Reed had a much more forward role in the past few games, but you know he still reads the game well, and he still is happy to do that defensive work as well.
It's the beauty of the squad, like we said. We've got a couple of real sort of defensive-minded midfielders, but then when they go forward, especially Freddie Reed, has got so much to offer going forward. But the brilliance of having him in there is when the ball does go back, he's there. He's got the defensive mind to do what he needs to do and keep Lymington off the ball.
Cross from Lymington Town goes comfortably behind. That won't worry Lewis Noyce, so it's going to be a goal kick to the host here. Could see that Jack Hoey was doing a little bit of jogging here on the sideline as well. Again, maybe they're just monitoring Sam Griffin's condition in case he needs to be brought off, but it looks like it's going to be okay to continue. And I think Hoey and Williams are just going to return to the subs bench. Noyce switching it across his body here to Harry Medway. He's got a little bit of space to stride forward and perhaps try and pick a pass. Goes to Adam Tommaso. Tommaso back to his goalkeeper, Noyce. Now Bourne looking for the diagonal across the field. Sam Griffin is the target. Griffin wins the header. Doesn't win that. Well, might have headed it off his opponent because it's going to be a throw to the host down by the attacking corner flag on this near side. Long throw back to Tommaso. Tommaso goes to Reed. Reed now to Medway. Pretty much everyone in Lymington's half, as that's well read by Harry McGrath. And now he's going to lay it off to Shearer, who tries to come forward, but Totten win the ball back. Waterfield's ball pinched away, and that's going to create a little bit of a space at right back that Waterfield vacated. Intercepted by Reed. Reed looking down the left side. Griffin isn't quite going to get there. Just a touch too much on that one.
Yes, again, good phases of play. We were going forward there. It's a slight loose pass from Waterfield, allowed the centre-half to dart in front of Hisham. The ball's a little bit quicker. He might be able to turn there, and he's through on goal.
Bullard playing it out of his own half. This is a good run with the ball. And Jefford does get the ball, but he got a lot of Bullard as well. So it will be a throw. I keep doing that. A free kick to the visitors in the centre circle, in their own half. And they're going to take this opportunity to throw some bodies forward. So they punt the ball down that left channel, looking for Thelen. He's not going to win it. Going to lose out to Waterfield, and Gwengui wins the ball, and now he's found N'Golo in the centre. Does he have a bit of space to work with? Instead, he's going to find Jefford. Jefford now coming forward. A little bit of mud on his socks, sliding challenge from behind from Bullard, who wins the ball cleanly. And now they're trying to play the ball down the right-hand flank. That's over the top of Harry Medway. And now the cutback is going to find Medway, who peeled off into the middle of the area. So the ball never made its way to the dangerous Dominic Thelen. Freddie Reid now. This game's becoming a little bit more end-to-end. It's opening up a little bit more now. And maybe that will help leave a bit of space for Tottenham, because when they're patient with the build-up, it does allow Livingston to get back and pack their half. Here's N'Golo looking for one over the top, trying to find Gwengwe. This is drifting towards the corner flag. I'm not sure if Gwengwe's going to get there in time. He is. Has enough space to get round his opposite number. Now Gwengwe on the edge of the area. Plays it back to Waterfield. High ball in. He's looking for Griffin at the back post, but that's going to go out of play for a goal kick. Shame in the end, because Gwengwe did so well to keep that ball in when I thought it was gone.
Again, like you say, it's the speed and the ability he shows in those areas. Keep the ball in there, create a sort of chance from nothing. And it was a good layoff in the end. It was a little bit sloppy back into Waterfield, and it's a pretty poor cross, and it's gone straight out for a goal kick.
So over halfway through this first half now, still no goals in this game or elsewhere in the Southern League Division 1 South. Just a slew of nil-nils in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Again, we'll give you updates on those as and when we get them. Maybe players just trying to work off those Christmas calories slightly. I think we can all sympathise with that. Here's a throw in into a central area. I think it's found Thelen's got that headband on to keep his locks out of his face, and he's trying to play one over the top down the left-hand side. Lewis Waterfield slides in, wins the ball, and puts it out of play for a throw. Thelen wants to take it quickly. Goes back to his left-back, Luke Churchill. Churchill, his ball in was immediately charged down as Gwengwe slid in, and it goes out of play for a throw on the far side. Whenever Luke Churchill's tried to stray forward from left back, it does feel like Gwengwe's always nipping at his heels. Playing one over the top. They're looking for Thelen, but that's going to be comfortably shepherded behind by the home defence. No problems there. Still 0-0, just under half an hour gone here on Stags Radio. Benji Rees alongside Harry Brookwell. It's Freddie Reid looking for an attacking pass. Instead, spins, goes back to Bourne. Now it's Medway. Medway looking for options. Goes outside to Jefford. A nice 1-2 there with his captain. Tommaso in the centre. Back to Freddie Reid. Now Callum Bourne. He's got Kasimu. Runs a little bit too far out of his feet. And it is cleared by the Livingston defence for a throw on that far side. The wind is whipping up a little bit now, and that might cause a problem with those balls over the top.
Yeah, it's very similar to that game at Concord Rangers. It's not quite that windy, but it's getting there. It's one hell of a pickup. It's blowing stuff off the desk up here, and it is going to affect the game slightly.
Yeah, and we are right at the back of the Wessex Heartbeat stand. That one is going to go out off Waterfield. Livingston put the ball in play quickly, perhaps while the Tottenham defence wasn't ready. Loose touch allows Jeffords to win the ball. But he slips, and it's going to emerge in Livingston Town's possession. Now here's Biss. Scored their only goal in their last league game, a 4-1 loss at home to Plymouth Park, whereas this ball goes over the top. It's looking for Freddie Bullard. He leaves that one, and it's going to eventually go behind for the goal kick. Be interesting if either side changes their strategy to cope with the changes in conditions. This one might run for Kasimu in the middle. I don't think he's going to quite emerge with it. Very nearly found its way through. All the way back to Callum Coulter. Livingston again trying to play it out of defence. Jefford tries to win the ball, but it works its way to Drake on this right-hand side. Drake putting one down the corner for McGrath to chase. I think Medway's going to get there first. And Medway gives the corner away. I think he was trying to shepherd it out, thinking that Livingston got the last touch. but the officials were a lot closer to it than we were, and they've given a corner the visitors' way.
Yeah, I actually think he was just trying to make the ball to get it out for a throw-in. The referees, I think he's made the wrong decision there. I believe the Livingston player was holding him back all the way into the box to stop him getting it. But hey, it's a corner to Livingston. It's a big chance for him.
Last time there was a Livingston corner, it was defended fairly easily, and Totten sprung a chance on the counter. What will happen this time? It's high towards the back post. I think it's going to go over the head of everyone, and it is going to go out of play comfortably for a goal kick. So again, bit of a wasted opportunity there for the visitors.
Yeah, it's a poor corner. It's all the way through, out the back post, and didn't particularly show any sort of chance or give Livingston any kind of chances.
So half an hour gone here on Stags Radio. Still AFC Totten 0, Livingston Town 0 in this local rivalry game here. A nice festive derby fixture. Stags are back in action on New Year's Day away at the McCoy Stadium against Livingston Town. A game which, of course, you can hear live on Stags Radio. Here's Medway looking down the left. I don't think Gwengui's going to get there, but he's certainly not going to give up the chase. And just that little bit of extra hustle forces Gorman to put it out for a throw.
Is it Scholing?
What did I say?
Livingston.
I absolutely meant Scholing. I don't know what's going on with me today. Apologies, everyone.
I just had to double check myself, but no,
it is. Yes, it's definitely Scholing and not Livingston again. That'd be weird. So a player is down in the area. Gwengui doesn't get the decision. And, he just gets back on his feet and plays it back to Jefford. Still Jefford. Nice little interplay with Gwengui there. Gwengui takes a shot on goal, but it's comfortable for Coulter to collect right at his chest. Kind of get the feeling it was one of those inviting ones where if someone could have just got a foot on it and diverted it, it might have found its way into the back of the net. Kasimu's trying to win the ball in midfield, and he's won it as well. Now he's laying it off to Freddie Reed. Reed shifts it to N'Golo. N'Golo goes out to Gwengui on the left side now, switching wings with Griffin for a bit. Still Gwengui. Gwengui takes aim for the far corner of the goal, and it is high, and it is wide, and it is a goal kick.
He's not gonna cause any problems shooting from there. They'll be quite happy for him to stand there all day and shoot from 25 yards. Yeah, he's done the right thing. Like you say, he just found himself on the left wing there after the last phase of play. Wasn't particularly much on, but yeah, the shot was particularly off target. And a goal kick to Livingston.
We do have a goal to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South. The first goal of these 3 o'clock fixtures. It's come at Cirencester, where Aidan Bennett has put the home side 1-0 up against Evesham United. The ball is high and it's going to go out of play off a Livingston Town body. Liam Robinson will put a ball across towards the far side, where the hosts have a throw in pretty much on the halfway line. Waterfield's got a couple of potential options here. Looking for a high one for Gwengui down the flank, and it's not quite going to stay in at the end. Good physical defending there from Churchill, just shielding the ball away. And now the visitors have a throw halfway through their own half.
Not a lot of attacking impetus from either side at the moment. We're getting into that final third, but there isn't really that killer pass or a good turn of pace from one of the centre forwards to get us in behind and create a chance.
Yeah, lacking a little bit of urgency perhaps about the attacking play. Oh, that is a heavy, heavy challenge on Ben Jefford. Freddie Reed came right over to the referee. He was not happy about that, and it wasn't a good challenge. I get it. As that looks like that is a sending off.
He sent him off. That was horrendous challenge. He's a good 2-3 seconds late on the phase of play there, and he's gone straight through Ben Jefford. He must be good 6 inches off the ground, both feet off the ground, and I'm just hoping Ben Jefford has got nothing serious here.
Yeah, I don't think they can really have any complaints about that. You understand why Freddie Reed was so aggrieved, and so were the rest of the Totten players, and I think that is it's certainly going to change the way this game is played. I believe it's the visiting captain, Nathan Hurst, who has been given his marching orders by the referee today, Peter Lowe, as Jefford now is getting treatment from Andrew Hanley. It's always a worry, especially when a player's maybe carrying a little bit of a niggle, but for Tottenham now, this has got to be, they've got to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, like we said in the build up to the game, he's got a little bit of strapping on his knee. It's this kind of injury that he can continue with, but he looks to be getting some treatment with some response. He looks to be okay.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It was a brutal challenge. It really
got you lost for words. It really had me lost for words at the time. It's one of those where your natural instinct is to wince and turn away. He's luckily enough, he's upstanding. Whether he's going to be able to continue, it's just nice to see him up on his feet, and hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be able to walk off under his own power, which is always an encouraging sign. Even if he doesn't play any further part in this game, you know, that probably tells you that it's not catastrophic at the very least. He's clearly in some discomfort, as you would expect from a horrible challenge, I have to say.
Yeah, the only hope is that hopefully with the ground being as damp as it is, the studs wouldn't have set in the ground. It's when it's hard and your studs are able to sit in the ground and you've got no resistance when the tackle is made. But he looks to be coming off very gingerly, whether he'll continue it.
Yeah, Hurst is quite a big guy as well, so there would have been a lot of force in that challenge. It wouldn't surprise me if Dan Sackman and the team do look to make a change. You think that probably Olamiwa could come in as a centre-back and shift Medway to left-back, or alternatively, Jack Masterson's played in that left-back role before. They could both be potential replacements if Jefford won't be able to continue here. He's getting a slap of hands from Dominic Thelen from Lymington, just checking that he's okay. And yeah, he's walking off. He's arm around the shoulder of Andrew Hanley, very gingerly. So at the moment, it looks like he isn't going to continue, and they are going to make their first change, the home side. Jack Masterson coming on to replace Ben Jefford, getting a warm round of applause here from a numerous home support.
Yeah, it's one of those. In all honesty, I don't think it was a malicious challenge. I don't think he's done it for anything other than he's tried to win the ball, but he's extremely late. It's very dangerous. And unfortunately, Ben Jefferson
that's the thing.
On the wrong end.
Generally, you always assume, you know, good intent. You never want to, you know, it's highly unlikely that you want to injure a player. But if with a dangerous challenge like that, you know, the correct punishment has to be meted out. And in that case, the red card was firmly justified. I'm not sure Lymington can really have any complaints about that.
Yeah, it was. Okay, it's over now. Like I say, he's been sent off. The decision was right.
Now you've got to take advantage of the fact that Lymington are going to be down on numbers in the middle of the park in the area that Nathan Hurst vacated.
Yeah, certainly. It looks like they're going to go to just that one up front and just try and play. And like we said, in this even more obdurous on the break now, they're not going to have the ability to go forward as much. They're just going to try and sit behind the ball and make it difficult for us.
One thing that Jack Masterson will bring in that left back is that he likes to move the ball on quickly, simple one-touch football. And you feel like that will benefit playing against a team with a man down, because if you continually shift the ball quickly, you will open up those pockets of space vacated by the missing man. Here's N'Golo now. He's got Griffin as an option. It is Griffin who he chooses. Griffin, towards the edge of the area, tries to slip through N'Golo. N'Golo from a narrow angle, shoots! Finds the bottom corner, beats Callum Coulter. And 2 minutes after the sending off, the Stags have taken the lead through Jordan N'Golo. It is AFC Totten 1, Lymington Town 0. And that is why it's important to keep your discipline.
Superb. Really good interplay. Jordan N'Golo picked the ball up in the middle of the park there. He's turned, found a really, really decisive ball into Sam Griffin. He's drawn the defender out, slipped it in behind him. Jordan picked up the ball again. Lovely 1-2, and what a strike. Straight in the bottom corner, and Lymington goalkeeper had no chance whatsoever.
What I love there is when N'Golo gives the ball to Griffin on this left side, he doesn't stop and wait. He's already passing it, and he's already on the move, attacking that space. Griffin slips in him, and from a narrow angle, I think it was just the power that beat Callum Coulter, because he couldn't have been far away from it, but he didn't have a chance. And now, as well as being a man down, the visitors are a goal down. And very quickly, I think they've got to be all hands to the pump to stop it being another before half-time, as Griffin attacks down the left-hand side. It's Griffin in the area, cutting. Griffin tries to shoot. Loft one in for the far corner. It wasn't far over the bar.
I don't think he was going for goal, but it nearly resulted in a goal. Great, again, superb interplay midfield. it, like you said, it's just opened it up with the sending off. There's a lot more spare space in the midfield. Good interplay. Again, Sam Griffin got the ball, good cross, and he's looking for the back post where Shaquille was unmarked, but it's nearly drifted into that far corner and only inches above the goal.
Would you like another goal update? It's come at Froome Town. It is Froome Town 0, Melksham Town 1. Aidan Cheney scoring there for the visitors. So it's been a very good couple of minutes for the Stags. They're a goal and a man up here. And now Froome, the current table toppers, a goal down. Now here's Griffin again attacking down the left-hand side. He's trying to play one in for Masterton. Actually, that's a good challenge from Drake because he had to win that ball because otherwise, again, could have been staring at another one. You feel like Totten have really got their foot pedal to the metal now, trying to push for a second, if not more, before half-time. Medway switches the play across the field to Waterfield. That's a late challenge. Sure.
Going back to the Froome score, that could make my Christmas a lot better. If we get a result here and Froome fail to win to Melksham, it would be brilliant.
Well, obviously, again, still in the first half, so plenty of time left, but it could be a very good day in the title race for Tottenham if scores hold. But they've got to do the job here as well. By that Nathan Hurst red card. Masterton plays it quickly out to Waterfield. Waterfield is going to try and drive a low cross in. It was flicked on. It's still not clear yet. Eventually, it's half cleared and it's going to be a throw to the Stags on this near side. You can tell that they've clearly been given the instruction to push and kill this game off before the interval.
Yeah, it's good impetus. Good, really good interplay. Like you say, we're now the goal to the good and a man to the good. We're going to try and shut this game off before we go in for half-time, try and get two or three.
So Lewis Waterfield, just a little quick one inside to Bourne, across to Medway. Just playing it all the way along the back line now to the Jack Marston coming in at left-back, seeing him a lot in central midfield, but he is comfortable in that left-back position. Here's Tommaso, goes out to Waterfield. Waterfield back to Tommaso. Griffin goes back to Bourne. All of the Livingston players are camped in their half, but they find the ball forward to Reid. He tries to let it run through to N'Golo. Livingston clear the lines. Thelen tries to come out with it. Harry Medway stands him up and wins the ball, but it just about ricochets through to Thelen. I don't think Freddie Bullard was ready for it. He might have been offside anyway, because otherwise that might have been a very fortuitous ricochet for the visitors. Now yeah. Adam Tommaso to Freddie Reid.
Yeah, starting to move the ball really, really nicely here. A lot of interplay. Couple of hard challenges flying in. I just want to see the boys settle. Obviously, don't give the referee any opportunity to try and level this game up, because although it was a pretty horrific challenge, it's something that I think subconsciously is always in their mind to try and get the game level back to 10 apiece.
I'm sure referees will tell you that they don't think about that, but you wonder if it's almost an unconscious bias as a clearance is charged down, deflects to Adam Tommaso in the centre. Reid tries to play in. Hish is drifted out to the right-hand side. Cuts back into the area. Gwengui wants it at feet. Kasimu shoots. Tries to beat Calder in his near post, but he's nicely behind it.
Really, really good chance there. Good interplay in the middle of the field. Freddie Reid's picked the ball up. Shaquille's drifted on the inside, and it's given Hisham the ability to go on that right-hand side of the pitch. Good ball from Freddie Reid. He's done the centre-half. Ryan Fuller, kipper, cut back inside and shifted the ball well, and good strike in the end, but unfortunately straight at the goalkeeper.
Coulter's clearance downfield is going to go all the way to Lewis Noyce in the Totten area. Lewis Noyce picks it up, rolls it out to Bourne.
They're putting a lot of effort in the game at the moment, Lymington, running for all these balls. The only positive is, obviously, as this game wears on, I think there'll be a few tired legs in the ranks, and hopefully it'll give us an opportunity to pick them off.
Masterton down the left touchline for Griffin. Griffin tries to take it past Drake. Sliding challenge. Griffin takes the throw in quickly. Not dealt with brilliantly by Livingston. Kasimu's not giving up the chase. Eventually, they get a little bit of space. You can see how the shape has shifted. with Hurst off. Thelen's dropped a bit deeper and come over to this right-hand side. Masterton wins the ball at left-back. Goes inside to N'Golo. N'Golo, Shaq screaming for it on the far side. He's going to go to Waterfield first. Waterfield coming inside. Finds Kasimu. Lays one back for N'Golo. N'Golo plays the diagonal through to Griffin. Griffin is offside, but it can't have been far offside.
Yeah, inches. Very, very close there. Good interplay again. Really good between Shaquille, Lewis Waterfield, Freddie Reed and Sam Griffin knocking the ball about in the middle of the park beautifully. Great, great vision from Jordan N'Golo. He's put it around the back of the Lymington right back into Sam Griffin's feet. But like you say, unfortunately, just slightly offside.
2 minutes of injury time here in the first half, as there's another goal to tell you about at Cirencester. They've gone 2-0 up now against Evesham Town through Thomas Anderson. Long ball forward, headed on by the Lymington number nine, that is Harry McGrath. Through comfortably to Lewis Noyce. And Lewis Noyce clears it all the way through back to Callum Coulter. So the two goalkeepers playing it between themselves a little bit here.
I think it was good distribution there from Lewis Noyce. Just the run was never made by Shaquille. Otherwise, he'd have had a decent chance in on goal.
Medway tries to play one for N'Golo. It's a little bit behind him. Lymington maybe see if they can get back on level terms here. At least in the goal stakes before half-time. Thurland's coming inside. Tried to win the ball heavily. Griffin's not happy with it. But it's N'Golo now. He's got Gwengui, who's come over to the left-hand side. Gwengui tries to attack the area. Drake gets a foot in, but it still runs for Gwengui. Trying to square up Drake. He gets it clear, but only as far as N'Golo. Griffin on the edge of the area. Tries to poke it through for Gwengui. One-on-one with Coulter. 2-0. He tried his best to make himself big, the goalkeeper, but calm under pressure. A little bit of a dance for good measure. Good to see that Shaquille Gwengui smile back. It's now AFC Totten 2, Lymington Town 0. And I tell you what, since that first goal, you get the feeling that it might have been coming.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Shaquille Gwengui, what a goal that is. He scored from 2 yards, and I don't think you'll see a better goal from 2 yards in ever your life. Good touch into play. Kept the ball close at his feet. He's taken two people out of play. And then great, great finish over the keeper.
It's all about the passing on the edge of the area. He ran the ball down into the left channel. Drake could only get it half clear to N'Golo. He found Griffin in space on the edge of the area. Shoot for a shot. Little slip diagonal through, scything open the defence. And Gwengui one-on-one just opens his body up, aims for the far side of the goal, doesn't give Coulter a chance. And the Stags currently 2-0 up, heading in towards the second half.
Just a little mention on the radio. Shaquille Gwengui's footwork. I'm not talking about the goal, his celebration. He was dancing. It was something you wouldn't see unfamiliar on Strictly Come Dancing. I'm not sure he watches that very much, but great footwork and what a goal. He'd be very, very happy with that.
Yeah, and, you know, struggled a little bit with injuries after he got that hat-trick against Barnstable. And, you know, good to see him back in the swing of things. There's actually Lymington Town have pulled one back from all one ass and nothing. It's just deflected high into the area. Harry McGrath wins the header and Lymington Town have pulled one back out of absolutely nothing.
It's one of those lack of commentary, as you see, is the sort of chances come from nowhere at all. Everyone was sort of falling asleep. Play out on the left-hand side, in all honesty, I didn't see much of it. The ball came in. I see a head go up from Callum Bourne. It's floated into the back post, and the number nine for Lymington's managed to just nod it in past Lewis Noyce, and a particularly easy goal right on the stroke of half-time.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating on what has otherwise been a brilliant first half for Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson, because just a lack of focus there. You know, you scored the second goal. All you need to do is just see out that final minute into the second half, and just a lack of concentration at the back has allowed Lymington. I wouldn't say the back door's open. It's just ever so slightly ajar. You'd expect Totten to try and shut that emphatically early on in the second half. But the halftime score here is AFC Totten 2, Lymington Town 1. What are your thoughts on that first half, Harry?
Well, in all honesty, I just started to have a little chat to go through going in at 2-0 up. There's not real much else to say. We played really well, and going in at 2-0 was really what I was looking for. There's not a lot of problems with the game. We've played really well, and in all honesty, if it was 2-0 going into half-time, I would have seen us winning 5-6-7. It was going to be one of them. But hopefully, we're going to do the same. Like I say, they're still down to 10 men. We're still going to be that bright. It's still going to be the ability to pass the ball around in the midfield. So we just got to hope they don't nick another goal.
Yeah, take advantage of that numerical advantage. All right, I know I use advantage twice. Ignore it. Take advantage of that early in the second half. Put another goal so you've got that breathing space and, yeah, show your attacking quality going forward. That's going to do it here for our first half coverage live on Stags Radio. Thanks very much to everyone for tuning in. I can see that Craig Hobbs getting in touch on the Podbean as well, saying that he wanted to join in on the dancing. I'm not sure how good Craig's footwork is, but that would have been a sight to see. We're going to close down the first half link. We'll open the second half link in a second, and we'll put the pre-match build-up music on there as well, and then we'll go live shortly before the second half kicks off. But in the meantime, that will do it here for the first half. The current score here is AFC Tottenham 2, Livingston Town